A million years ago, I knew a fellow who believed the world around him and everyone in it was a mere projection of his own mind. Yeah, he believed that. To him, as he turned his head, whatever went out of his field of vision ceased to exist, and only what he could see was what was relevant. To me, that's incredibly self-centered. Talk about a one-world vision. But he actually believed it. He personally was his own beginning and end. So eventually, the fellow had some real mental challenges because he even doubted if he, himself, existed. The very idea of God was very perplexing to him, and he was constantly bewildered and perplexed by all the evidence. But drip by drip, like water on a stone, the influence of a world without Christ constantly invaded his thinking, to the point that one day he chose to enact a permanent solution to his confusion when really his was only a temporary problem. When you doubt your own existence, God believes in you. And even when you are bewildered and surrounded by all the doubters, God still believes in you. We are someone in God's eyes. But in your own eyes, how do you see yourself? In Luke 22, Jesus said Peter would deny him three times when the rooster crowed, and that's exactly what happened. Peter was crushed, man, just crushed. Scripture doesn't say this, and again, as pertaining to sound doctrine, I know we can't create sound doctrine from a platform of silence. But I think in this case, we can pretty well guess Peter was very persuaded that his lamp of faith was burning so dim it was unrecognizable. I believe he thought to himself that he was just out, and his chances for redemption were so slim considering he had denied Jesus right in front of all those witnesses. But regardless of Peter's view of himself, how God saw Peter was more important. God went on to call Peter back from his downward spiral, assuring him he was not irredeemable, nor was he unusable. God did not tell Peter he was too damaged to ever be used again. Yeah, I've been told that before. Can you imagine when you've really blown it and someone in leadership tells you that you're just too messed up for God to use anymore? That is one of the cruelest things someone can tell you when you are broken and exhausted. What will you do when you don't know what to do? With religious people and many church organizations, isn't it interesting how quickly others determine someone to be too damaged for God to ever use again? What a shame for someone to pass out such brutal counsel. If God didn't say someone is too damaged, who are you to decide such a thing? Show me someone, anyone whom Jesus didn't die for, and I will lay my Bible down. God believes in you, and even when you don't believe in yourself just like Peter, God believes in you. Peter was enthusiastic, strong-willed, impulsive, and at times, some would say, brash. I might even call him sort of aggressive, too. Peter showed himself to, maybe, even be abrupt to the point of being indiscreet. It was Peter who left the boat to walk on the water, took his eyes off Jesus, and began to sink. It was Peter who presumed it a good idea to take Jesus aside and rebuke him in Matthew 16. Jesus quickly corrected Peter's attitude. It was Peter who decided he just had to talk when Jesus was speaking to Elijah, representing the prophets, and Moses, representing the law. That's when the Lord spoke from heaven, my paraphrase here, telling Peter to stop talking and listen. It was Peter who drew his sword and attacked the servant of the high priest, and was immediately told to put the sword away altogether. But for all his strengths, Peter had several failings in his life. Still, the Lord who chose him continued to mold him into exactly who he intended Peter to be. I see so much of myself in Peter. He seemed like a guy with real persistence and was comfortable in his own skin, but on the other hand, it seemed as though every time he got up, he just fell again. Even through all his stuff he dealt with, I draw the conclusion God believed in Peter. Therefore, my friend, God believes in you.